As part of their plan to legalise recreational cannabis, the Greens want to charge 25% excise and GST on the legal sale of all cannabis from July 2019. That would raise $1.8 billion in its first year and slightly less the following year, according to the Parliamentary Budget Office's costing of the plan. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says the legal sale and production of cannabis could raise money for services such as healthcare and law enforcement.
As a drug and alcohol doctor, I saw the damage that the tough on drugs approach does to people. We can acknowledge the reality of what is happening right now and ensure that those criminal syndicates no longer are the port of call for people who choose to use cannabis. And we can ensure that if people are going to make this choice, they do it within a controlled and regulated health environment.
Under the proposal, a new agency would be established to issue licences for the sale and production of cannabis. It would also act as the single wholesaler, purchasing cannabis from producers and selling it in plain packaging to retail outlets. Senator Di Natale argues the plan will bust the business model of criminal dealers and syndicates and protect young people from unfair criminal prosecutions. The PBO's costing also says the proposal would reduce policing costs. The Australian Lawyers Alliance has already backed the policy, saying it would provide invaluable funding for drug and mental health programs. But last week, the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, said the federal government would not support the Greens' reform, citing health concerns as a major factor.
We've seen the AMA and so many other bodies express their concerns. As the government of Australia, our job is to protect the health of Australians. This action by the Greens risks the health of Australians. It should be rejected and they should withdraw it, and we will oppose it.
The PBO warns there is a high level of uncertainty associated with the costing due to the limited information available estimating consumption levels or market price. The costing is based on analysis of other countries where recreational cannabis is legal, but the estimates could vary significantly in Australia. Marion Shanahan is Senior Research Fellow at the National Centre for Drug and Alcohol Research at the University of New South Wales in Sydney. She has looked at the outcomes of overseas legalisation programs.
I think the evidence from the United States is showing that the increased supply of cannabis in those jurisdictions that have legalised it are really seeing the drop in price, and so it might be unrealistic to expect the type of taxation returns that they're estimating.
Ms. Shanahan says Uruguay is the only country to have legalised cannabis, while in the United States it's still illegal at the federal level to consume, purchase or have cannabis, but a number of states have legalised it. Canada is about to legalise cannabis, and Ms. Shanahan says their experience will be interesting to observe and learn from, considering how similar the two countries are. Ms. Shanahan says there are also other models that may work in the interim, while Australia waits to see how Canada's experience works out.
There is something in between cannabis legalisation and criminalisation, and that is sort of decriminalising the use of cannabis, and there's many programs already that exist in Australia that can do that. So cannabis cautions, civil penalties, where it's still illegal to have the cannabis, but people don't acquire a criminal record. So I think that's a halfway place that Australia might be happy to sit while they observe what's going on and what happens in Canada when they ultimately legalise cannabis.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.